Well, so far so good. Oh, how did I know about Campbell the purser? Well, I have quite a few friends in town. Most of the type mine Mallard doesn't approve. So after leaving that little watering hole, I grabbed a cab and navigated the driver out towards Seacliff. It was so foggy I couldn't see the meter, but I paid him anyway. There it was, 25 Dashiell Road. An austere-looking cabana. One that dared you to ring the front doorbell. I dared. I had the awful feeling I should have been around at the side door delivering hand laundry.
Good evening.
Except for the fog, yes. Is Mr. Ellsworth in?
Yes, my husband is here, but I'm afraid this is not a good time. There has been a death in the family.
I know. That's why I'm here.
Come in.
Thank you.
Walk this way, please.
Oh, I'm afraid I couldn't, even if I lived to be 100.
Mind your tongue, young lady. You're in the house of an Ellsworth.
Oh, hoity-toity. The old babe had delusions of grandeur. Well, no need to get uppity with me. I've mingled with royalty. Why, once I had 3 kings in the palm of my hand at the Silver Dollar in Reno. But this old gal was really something. She couldn't have been more than 45, yet looked like something out of the Barretts of Wimpole Street. She ushered me into a high-ceiling living room, and there on the divan was my boy.
Roger, This young lady is here to see you. I don't believe you mentioned your name.
Candy Madsen.
You'll pardon me if I don't seem hospitable, Miss Madsen, but my brother was murdered.
I know. I was sitting next to him when it happened.
You were?
Yes. Mr. Ellsworth, I don't want to take up much of your time, so I'll come right to the point. You see, I'm a private detective.
Oh.
Put your nose back down, Mrs. Ellsworth. Let me make my proposition. Yes, I'm a private detective, and I'm in a spot, too. The police think I'm connected to the case in some way, so I'm here for a double purpose.
I'm listening, Miss Madsen.
Roger, I don't think you should be speaking with this woman.
Too late, Mrs. Ellsworth. Now I can find out who killed your brother, but it'll take some money. Give me a check now for $300 and I'll find the murderer, and I'll also clear myself.
I don't know.
Naturally, you want to see the killer brought to justice, don't you, Mr. Ellsworth?
Well,
Roger!
Don't you?
Yes, of course. Look, here, I'll make out a check right now.
Thanks. Just make it out to Candy Matson, payable today. A lovely collection of guns you have, Mr. Ellsworth. You hunt much?
Oh, yes. The whole family is quite fond of shooting. There you are.
Thank you. I'll be in touch with you sometime tomorrow. The missus didn't say another word. She just stood there against the fireplace and shot sparks through me. After I waved the check in the air a few times to dry the ink, she showed me to the door.
Very clever, aren't you? Taking advantage of a weak-willed man.
I wonder who made him that way.
Do not cash that check. I mean it.
Mrs. Ellsworth, $300. I need the money badly. I need some new rolls for my player piano.